Now, as we were talking yesterday about Pat O'Toole's column in the Farmers Journal, citing the breakout success of the Farmers and Citizens Party in Holland in their regional elections, where they got 20% of the vote from nowhere, really. We were asking the question, he was asking the question, is there room or space in a political spectrum here in Ireland for a Farmers Party? With me on the line is April Sheehan Corkery. She's from County Limerick, and she's with the Roots Party Ireland, a new grassroots farming political organisation. April, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Not too bad. When did Roots start? And are you that? Are you a farmers' party?
We are. We're a mixture. We have other people who aren't farmers, but they'd be mostly people who are working in rural Ireland. You know, working for various job places and that kind of thing. We've been talking for over a year. But we only really started doing anything just prior to the protest against Caolte in Dublin. At that time, we were working a job more on our policy. We hadn't really gone towards recruitment, looking for people to join up until now. But we were trying to work on our policy and what we wanted to do and kind of our vision for things and that up until
okay.
then.
And April, how are you different? How are you different to what's there already? In terms of either, I suppose, Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, who would have elements of farming support, or indeed rural independence?
Well, basically, the main difference would be that what we want is, we want an entire revitalisation of rural Ireland. We don't want the whole thing of, oh yeah, you're going to be getting another 50 quid onto your grants this year. And whatever else have you want. We want actual structural change for farmers and for rural communities. We've left a whole spate of different industries go in this country. We've left a whole spate of farms go under. There is no need for the majority of what was done. Okay, the recession had a lot to do with some of it, but some of it was gone even before the recession. And anyone trying to do anything now, it's extremely difficult. Anyone that's trying to organise anything now, it's extremely difficult. Anyone trying to set up a small business or a cooperative, it's extremely difficult. And without certain things being provided to rural Ireland, it's not really possible. I mean, the rural broadband scheme was a mess. There's a lot of areas now that are getting worse internet than Africa. And how are you supposed to set up a business in a rural area with issues like that? The roads haven't been upgraded in a lot of places, and you know that well in Kerry for decades. There's no way or help. And I mean, I was a while back after the father crisis. I wasn't politically involved in the time. Myself and a few friends were trying to figure out how to bring in a bit of hay. We were told that, oh yeah, no, it'd have to go through Dublin because of that was the only place where there was checks on agricultural goods, you know, the department checks.
Yeah.
What sense does it make having that go through Dublin? At least
centric,
Cork.
Tell me this, the obviously one of the biggest challenges facing farming and agriculture at the moment is carbon emissions and the agenda to try and move on the carbon action plan or the climate action plan. Would you want changes to the way that's being proposed if you were to get into power?
We do. One of the main things now and would be, in our view, to resolve that would be slurry digestion. Because we also have an issue of power generation and our dependence on foreign fossil fuels. Slurry digestion, immediately if we had the majority of slurry going into digesters, the majority of emissions from 60% of livestock emissions come off of what comes out, you know, the things that are emitted out of slurry as it decomposes.
Mm.
If we're using that as a power source, that's immediately, it makes a huge difference. That's 60% of the emissions.
Okay. April, let me ask you this. You have members in Kerry, I know. What are your ambitions?
Yeah.
Are you going to run people for the local elections?
We're looking towards, we have one lad who might be running in Carlow. We're trying to get someone to run in Kerry. We're looking for more members right across the board, Kerry, West Limerick, wherever. We're looking for more members right across the board.
Sure.
To see who we can prepare to run for things and to see who we can get, in things like that. We have the idea. What we need is the support. Anyone who wants can contact us about anything. We're completely open about, there's no kind of done in the dark with us. And anyone who likes to know from the public could contact us and say, oh, we've an issue with such and such. And we don't know bother talking about them and maybe adopting that. Essentially, we're willing to work with anyone so long as it's for the good of rural Ireland.
Okay. Roots Ireland Limited is the party. Check it out on social media. April, thanks a million for talking to us. We'll talk again, no doubt.
Okay, thank you very much.
Great stuff. There you go. That's Roots Ireland, new farming party setting up in this country. April Sheehan Corkery from County Limerick with Roots Party Ireland.